This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm guest hosting today. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, out of an article from Conservative Review, it says Senator Ted Cruz flays Obamacare repeal turncoats, reacting to a failure of the Republican Party to fulfill a seven-year-old campaign promise to repeal Obamacare. Senator Ted Cruz, the Republican from Texas, said the real losers are the American people, and he did so in an impassioned Fox News interview, and we are going to hear a little bit of audio from Ted Cruz, a true Tea Party American patriot. He would have made a great president, but it wasn't in the cards. Let's hear it.
The losers tonight are the millions of Americans who have been hurt under Obamacare, the millions of Americans who've lost their jobs, who've been forced into part-time work, forced to work 28, 29 hours a week. Millions of Americans who've had their health insurance canceled, who've lost their doctors, who've seen their premiums skyrocket. The 6.5 million Americans each year who are fined by the IRS because they don't make enough money to afford health insurance. And so not only do they not get health insurance, but they get a fine from the IRS, and 80% of them are earning $50,000 a year or less. Nearly half are earning $25,000 a year or less. It's the single moms. It's the truck drivers. It's the steel workers. It's the working men and women who are left behind tonight. That's unfortunate. And you know, there are going to be a great many Americans who tonight feel a sense of betrayal. Feel a sense of betrayal that politicians stood up and made a promise. I'll tell you this. If you stand up and campaign and say we're going to repeal Obamacare, and you vote for Obamacare, those are not consistent. And the American people are entirely justified in saying, any politician who told me that and voted the other way didn't tell me the truth. They lied to me. But I will say also the democratic process is a long process. In the next 24 hours, in the next week, Democrats will crow exultantly. They will claim total victory for a collapsing and failing law that is Obamacare. And the media will write story after story after story about how Obamacare will remain, even though it is failing and hurting millions of Americans. But after all of the chest beating off, after all of the proud victory laps of the left, I believe this Congress will come back, and in time, we will honor our promises. You know, senators are going to go home in the next few weeks. They're going to go home to their states. And they're going to face their constituents. They're going to have hard questions of people who look them in the eyes and say, why did you lie to me? And by the way, it's not just going to be the senators who voted no. The senators who voted yes are going to be asked, why did you lie to me? Because the voters are not going to distinguish. They're going to say, you guys promised to do this and you failed. I understand the frustration and anger of the American people. And I think that frustration and anger is going to be heard by members of the Senate. I believe we'll come back after all the victory laps by the Democrats, after all the media exaltations. I believe we'll come back and we will honor our promise. And here's how we'll do it. The way we get to 50, the way we get a majority and honor our promise is we focus on lowering premiums. And the key to lowering premiums is the Consumer Freedom Amendment. Give you, the consumer, more freedom, more choice, more competition. The Health and Human Services Agency projected that the Consumer Freedom Amendment that I introduced would reduce health insurance premiums by $7,000 each year on average. So I would ask people at home, would a $7,000 decrease in your health insurance premiums make a difference? All the Democrats who are really happy are saying, you know what, you don't need $7,000 a year. They're happy to overcharge you. And by the way, when your premiums go up next year, the Democrats are happy for you to pay more year after year after year when you're struggling to provide for your families. That's not right. The 5 years I've served in the Senate, there's no issue I have fought harder on, devoted more time to, than stopping the disaster that is Obamacare. And mark my words, I am committed to this fight. As long as there is breath in my body, I will be fighting for the working men and women of this country that are being hurt by Obamacare, and I believe it will be repealed. No party can remain in power by lying to the American people, and I hope and pray that our party doesn't try to do that.
Well, I would keep hoping and praying, Senator Cruz, because it doesn't look like there are a lot of people in Congress as patriotic as you are. We always appreciate everything that you do for this country, everything that you've done for the Tea Party, everything that you have done for the conservative movement. A lot of people forget that we need to frame the debate in philosophical terms. And one of the things that Ted Cruz is really good at is framing the debate in philosophical terms, okay? What we are engaged in right now is not just a war about health care. It's not just a war for our freedom to choose which doctors to see. It's a war for Western civilization. Since the turn of the 21st century, Western civilization has been in a tug of war between capitalism and communism. Free markets versus ubiquitous government control. And the fate of everyone, in the case of the U.S. government, is decided by the people who we elect to go and make these decisions for us. And he's absolutely right. No party can remain in power by simply lying to their constituents the whole time. Saying one thing on the campaign trail, going to Washington and doing another. Now, Ted Cruz is a big proponent of capitalism. And while by no means perfect, capitalism industrialized the globe and brought untold fortunes to countries all around the world. And communism, through its negation of the individual in favor of the community or collective, brought untold destitution, starvation, death. Now, that's ultimately what the Democrats want. They want to reinstate communism and refurbish it. Call it something else. They want to call it democratic socialism.
You're 26 years old now. And you're being forced to pay for your own health insurance. The world seems hostile and risky. You miss being 25, back when you were still just a boy. You need Obama butt balm. Your mother may not be paying for your health insurance anymore, but she can still bend you over her knee and slather your bare buns with a sticky, sticky balm, just like she does every time you have a boo-boo. For a risk-free sample, dial 1-800-BUTT-HURT. That's 1-800-BUTT-HURT.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm your host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And one of the things that we have seen from the left is that what is good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. That's intersectionality for you. That's where every single person of every walk of life can be divided and grouped into their hierarchy of victimhood. And what's good for one group isn't necessarily good for the other group. And we've seen this in the transgendered, the LGBT reaction to Donald Trump's ban on the transgender folks in the military. Now, when I say that what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, is that, like, okay, you know, you would say, you would think that since the LGBT community expects the military to be totally accepting of any sort of different, a differing vibe other than big, strong, burly, deadly men. Big, strong, burly, deadly men. You would think that at a gay bar, that straight people would be lovingly accepted. You would think that a straight guy who goes into a gay bar would be accepting of homosexuals and the LGBT community. I've been to a gay bar. Not to show my support for the LGBT community, just because that's where my friends were at the time. Not a big deal, right? You would think that the gay community would welcome after having known what it is like to be shunned from social groups, perhaps, because you're gay. I mean, I don't know if that's happened in the last 15 years or so, but, you know, that doesn't really happen anymore. These days, it's more politically incorrect to come out as a conservative than it is to come out as being gay. These days, you're kind of exalted if you come out and being gay because you're brave and courageous. But you would think that the homosexuals and the people who are supposedly, allegedly, out there trying to bring equality into the world, you think they would be okay, they would be happy, if a straight guy crossed the border and went into the gay bar to enjoy some just good old-fashioned fun. But no. A gay journalist says, Amanda Presto at the Daily Wire, that she says that random straight people should be banned from gay bars. Amanda Presto didn't say that. She's reporting on a journalist that says that. A gay journalist, Skylar Baker Jordan, is sick and tired of all these darn straight people being all up in gay spaces. Gay spaces, right? Safe spaces for gay people? I guess that's what they mean. Reacting to an article from Rose Domu in Out Magazine, which scolds misogynistic gay men for complaining about straight women being at gay bars, Baker Jordan explains about straight people of both sexes, suggesting only straights with proper invites should be allowed access to such gay establishments. So you basically have to be invited by a gay person into a gay bar in order to be accepted into a gay bar. This is what she says. She says, she tweeted, I don't mind LGBT women being in gay bars, but I don't think straight folks of any gender should go without an invite. Wasn't it just 2 seconds ago that y'all were saying that to not accept transgender people into, well, let's say, big, burly, strong, deadly men safe spaces like the U.S. military, to not accept transgender people into that club, well, that's a war on transgender people, says Chelsea Manning, as she took a selfie in front of the White House declaring that it's ground zero for the war on transgender people. You can't have your cake and eat it too, you realize that, right? If you are in the LGBT community and you support what this journalist is saying, that straight people should not be allowed into a gay bar without an invite, well, how about this? Traditionally speaking, U.S. military is a straight, big, burly, deadly man safe space. But they don't want girls there because they're dainty. And they don't want trans people there because they're not mentally completely there. A boy who thinks he's a girl is not mentally completely there. Is that okay with you? If you want your safe space, why don't you let our U.S. military have its safe space? In fact, it is only because of the U.S. military that you have your safe spaces at your gay bars. It is the U.S. military that protects you from Islamic regimes which would toss the gay people off a building. It's because of these big, burly, strong, deadly men who are out there putting their lives in between you and your enemies. People who want to toss you off buildings. I'm talking to the LGBT community who just swear that there's a war on LGBT community. Who just swear that to not let transgender people into the military is a war on transgender people. No, the war on transgender people is right at our gates. Compliments of Barack Obama. They're standing at the gates, chomping at the bit, trying to claw their way into this country. So they can impose their Sharia law on you. Sharia law that says that you cannot be gay. Now, as far as I have seen, Donald Trump has not issued any sort of law that says that you cannot be gay. He's not shutting down gay clubs. He's not taking homosexuals to gulags. But this intersectionality stuff, which says that what's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander, well, then that seems perfectly reasonable, right? They can boot straight people out of their gay clubs. But since LGBT and trans community is lower or higher on the hierarchy of victimhood, according to intersectionality, they can criticize us and kick us out of their establishments, but we can't criticize them or kick them out of our establishments. Now, when this gay journalist was criticized about this, she doubled down on her anti-straight person position, explaining that straight people disrespect gay spaces by entering without a special invite from an LGBT person. This sounds a lot like allyship on campus. If you are a cisgender white person, you basically have to immolate yourself to your leftist friends in order for you to be accepted into their group, and only by special invite, based solely on your identity, are you allowed to show up to their safe spaces. Now listen to the language that she tweets with. She says, "When I go to a gay bar, I want to be around my LGBT tribe. If you're there with an LGBT friend, great, enjoy yourself. But it's not a zoo." Okay. First things first. Like I said, I've been to these establishments. It is like a zoo. Let's not pretend like gay clubs are some wholesome place where everybody goes to just have a good old time and chat. And just the language she's using, tribe, my LGBT tribe. These are the people that call Donald Trump a Nazi. Talking about their tribe. These are the ones who criticize nationalism, talking about their tribe. These are the ones who criticize anyone who might have an in-group preference who is not on the left, because it's totally okay to have in-group preferences if you're on the left. It's totally okay to be in your black-only safe space, or your Mexican-only safe space. It's okay to accuse other white people of cultural appropriation. But when the tables are turned, and anyone who is not a leftist expresses their in-group preferences, wow, that's akin to Nazism. It's akin to killing the Jews, slaughtering the Jews. Why don't you just stick those transgendered people in a gas chamber, why don't you? It's a slippery slope. They came for the transgendered, now they're coming for you. A little bit of consistency will go a long way, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting today. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General, and I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, I was sort of pondering the idea the other day. Why are leftists so obsessed with Russia? Trump Russia. I mean, to this day, it's become a part of the leftist Democrat Bible. It's in their history books, Trump Russia. I mean, we all know that nothing happened. We all know that nothing of consequence happened. We all know that Vladimir Putin wants to toy with our elections. That doesn't mean he did it in favor of Trump. I mean, he just wants to destabilize. I mean, whether Hillary Clinton wins or whether Trump wins, I mean, it's arguable that Vladimir Putin would have been very happy if Hillary Clinton had won. I mean, their ideology is basically the same. She wanted to provide a reset button with Russia to clean the slate. Barack Obama had a hot mic moment where he basically said, oh, well, tell Vladimir I'll be way more flexible after the election, after I get reelected. That is the kind of scandal that went so unnoticed by the Democrats. I mean, it's just unbelievable how in the face of having zero evidence of any sort of collusion with Russia, that a hot mic moment where Barack Obama basically admitted his willingness to collude with the Russians totally went unnoticed. But you know what? It's weird because, you know, all of a sudden, leftists have now elevated any ties to Russia as comparable to treason, right? That means, you know, heads rolling. If Russia is our mortal enemy, wouldn't that reset button that Hillary Clinton offered the Russians, you know, a symbolic gesture of forgiveness for past crimes, absolving Russia from any wrongdoing, hand-delivered by Hillary Clinton, wouldn't that also be considered a treasonous act? I mean, to answer these questions, we should probably take a little trip through history, because Western civilization has been engaged in a tug of war between capitalism and communism for quite some time. Communism is very stealthy. It has many ways of peeking its head out, but it's all basically communist. You know, this intersectional feminism stuff, that's basically communism refurbished into a social system, a hierarchical system of victims and victors. It's also a system based on ubiquitous government control over the economy, where the fate of everyone is decided by intellectual elites in the government. They know what's best for you. Capitalism, while by no means perfect, industrialized the globe, brought untold fortunes to countries all around the world. And communism, through its negation of the individual in favor of community or collective, brought untold destitution, starvation, and death. The individual is the unit. The community is not the unit. That's one of the things that is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. The individual. the fundamental doctrine of communism is from each according to his ability to each according to his need. That means you give as much as you're able and you get as much as you need, whether you are able to earn it or not. Do you see where this goes wrong? In a system where the individual is valued above all else, the question is, what does the individual do for himself or herself? But in communism, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, it begs a whole bunch of other questions, like who gets to decide what someone's abilities are? Who gets to decide what someone's needs are? If you're entitled to have your needs met, who gets to decide when your needs are met? You? If everyone were left to decide what his own abilities are, he may just claim that he's only able to work 15 minutes every month. That's it. That's the extent of his ability. And if the guy next to you says that he can only work 14 minutes a month, well, what do you know? Maybe you only work 13 minutes a month. You see where this is going? And if each individual were left to decide what his own needs are, he might claim that he needs his own island in South Polynesia. Or a yacht. 10 mansions with garages full of Lamborghinis and Teslas. Clearly that would be a disaster. Enter the intellectual elites. The people who somehow know what you should do with the finite breaths that you have on this earth. They know when you've earned enough money, when you are rich enough. They know when your needs have been met. And most importantly, they know when it's time for you to satisfy someone else's needs. After all, if a man is only able to work half an hour a week, that's all that would be expected of him under communism, from each according to his ability. But if he had a 7-member household, his needs would clearly outweigh his ability to satisfy them. To each according to his need. Sounds a little bit like Obamacare. Sounds a little bit like free education. Sounds a little bit like universal health care, right? We take from the healthy people, give to the sick people. We take from the rich people, give to the poor people. As if rich people aren't generous in and of themselves. Just assuming that rich people are just these evil, nasty, money-grubbing people. But capitalism works, and communists know that. So they had to figure out a way to one-up capitalism. If we had capitalism, those intellectual elites who play with your life savings like it's a game of Monopoly wouldn't have jobs, and they won't feel special or like they're important. And golly gee, we can't have that now, can we? So in light of communism not working, and in light of, you know, not even working in theory, it's, you know, people say, oh, communism, it's a great theory, but it doesn't work in fact. No, it doesn't work in fact because it's a terrible theory. It doesn't work in theory. It takes out the individual from the equation. Totally un-American. So they create these unreasonable utopian goals in order to one-up capitalism. They say, we can create a perfect system that allows everyone to have everything for free. But they can't just do that. They can't just conjure things out of thin air. So they implement these positive rights. That you have a right to health care. That you have a right to education. That you have a right to have your needs met. Those are positive rights, something that has to be taken away from someone else and given to you. Something that someone else has to provide for you. Negative rights require others to abstain from interfering with your actions. Big difference. The right to free speech, that's a right to speak without having your voice shut down by someone else. That's free speech. Others have to abstain from stopping you from talking. The right to bear arms. Others have to abstain from taking your guns away. The right to refuse service. The right to associate. The U.S. Constitution is based on negative rights. There are no positive rights in the U.S. Constitution. other than the ones absolutely necessary to protect your freedom. Speedy trial, judge and jury, face your accuser. Otherwise, the language is very, very clear. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No soldier shall, in a time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner. The right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. The language is very clear. Amendment 5, no person shall, nor shall any person be subject, nor be deprived of, without due process, nor shall, without just compensation. All negative rights are meant to keep the government from infringing on your personal liberties. Positive rights require others to provide a good or service to you. The right to health care, right to an education, right to a job, right to housing. This is all stuff that the Democrats believe in. This is a part of Barack Obama's platform. This is Obamacare. The end result of Obamacare is universal health care. The end result wasn't to give people health care. They knew ahead of time that it was going to be a disaster. That's why they did it. It was set up to fail. 2,000 pages, a law that convolutes every single aspect of a complex system where trillions and trillions and trillions of decisions are being made and different medicines are going here and there. You've got the plastic companies making the gadgets in the hospitals. You've got the wall, you've got the concrete companies that actually build the hospitals. You've got contractors, you've got nurses, you've got doctors, you've got medevacs, you've got everything, the helicopters that come in on the roof. It's such a complex system. And to think that you are so special that you know what to do with that entire system. It's almost like you think you're God, leftists. Sort of like Karl Marx thought he was God, the prophet of communism. It's amazing that after 200 million body bags, leftists still can't take a hint.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we were just talking a little bit about some of the philosophical differences between communism and capitalism, why capitalism is the best and communism sucks the big one. Now, one of the things that we should really discuss, communism, right? Stalin. You know, other countries have their own constitutions, too. And sometimes the constitutions change. When regime changes, they make up a new constitution. And Russia communist Russia, the USSR, had its own constitution, the Constitution of the USSR, in 1936. I'm going to read a little bit from their constitution, because they have their own Bill of Rights. They have their own Bill of Rights. And you would think that they would somewhat resemble ours, you know, because we're all human beings. We all want the same thing, right? That's what they say. Leftists and conservatives want the same things. We just have different ways of going about it. But I don't believe that that's true. I don't. At the end of the day, I do not believe that that's true. I'm going to read a little bit from the Constitution of the USSR, the regime that was responsible for killing over 100 million people in cold blood, in the most disgusting, gruesome ways possible, that they get a free pass from history. They get a free pass from the Democrats. For some reason, it's all about the Nazis, who were tame compared to the communists. Now, I'm Jewish, so the whole Nazi thing, that rings true for me. But you know what? I'm also a human being. And I'm not going to pretend like 200 million lives under the ideology of communism doesn't mean anything, like the leftists do. Because they complain about Russia. They complain about Trump Russia with no evidence whatsoever. They complain about Trump Russia, that he's colluding with the Russians. But you know what? Their ideology is so exactly like the Russians of 1936 that you would think that they would cheer any collusion with Russia. You would think they would love it. You would think that they would jump on board and kiss the feet of Donald Trump if they truly thought that he were colluding with the Russians. Article 118 from the Constitution of the USSR. Citizens of the USSR have the right to work. That is, are guaranteed the right to employment and payment. The right to work is ensured by the socialist organization of the national economy and the abolition of unemployment. Sounds like the Fight for 15 folks, huh? They have a right to tell the businesses what they deserve to get paid, even if they're just flipping burgers, right? That's their right. That's their positive right, that they get to take the rights away from business workers, businessmen, to make them pay. Now, if you want to talk slippery slope, why wouldn't the government just abolish unemployment, right? Doesn't sound like too far off from where we're at right now, where the Democrats are at right now. Article 119, citizens of the USSR have the right to rest and leisure. The right to rest and leisure is ensured by the reduction of the working day to 7 hours, the institution of annual vacations with full pay, as well as rest homes and clubs for the accommodation of the working people. Article 120, citizens of the USSR have the right to maintenance in old age, also in case of sickness or loss of capacity to work. This right is insured at state expense, free medical service for the working people. Sounds a lot like Obamacare. Sounds a lot like the cries for universal health care. Does it not? So why are Democrats so upset about Russia? Article 121. Citizens of the USSR have the right to education. This right is ensured by universal compulsory education, higher education, free of charge, state stipends, subsidies, free vocational and technical training. Now, who does that sound like? Does that sound like the conservatives? Does that sound like Trump? Does that sound like Ted Cruz? Or does it sound more like Hillary Clinton, who wanted to give a reset button to Russia? Or does it sound like Barack Obama, who said that once he's reelected, he'll have a lot more wiggle room to negotiate with Vladimir Putin? Article 122. Women in the USSR have accorded equal rights with men in all spheres of economic, state, cultural, social, and political life. Sounds good, right? I want that. Equality under the law? But no. Wait a minute. It reads further. The possibility of exercising these rights is ensured to women by granting them social insurance and education, pre-maternity and maternity leave with full pay, and the provisions of a wide network of maternity homes, nurseries, and kindergartens. So equal rights, according to the communist ideal, is not that the government will leave women alone to do their own thing as individuals. No. Under communism, it's the job of the government to pay. Doesn't it sound like all those women who want free abortions on demand? No questions asked. Can you guess which side of the political aisle they're on? Can you guess who they voted for? I'm guessing it wasn't Donald Trump. Article 123. Equality of rights of citizens of the USSR, irrespective of their nationality or race, in all spheres of economic, state, cultural, social, and political life, is an indefeasible law. Yes! Civil rights! Equality for all! Sounds great, right? But read just a little bit further. Any direct or indirect restriction of the rights of or, conversely, any establishment of direct or indirect privileges for citizens on account of their race or nationality, as well as any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness or hatred and contempt, is punishable by law. There you have proto-hate speech laws right there. Sounds like the language of white privilege. Any establishment of direct or indirect privileges. White guilt. Social justice warriors enshrined in the constitution of a government that ultimately led to the murder and the slaughter of 100 million people. Right there in the communist constitution. Now, Article 125 is extremely telling. Here's the communist idea of freedom of speech. In, and only in, conformity with the interests of the working people, and only in order to strengthen the socialist system, the citizens of the USSR are guaranteed by law freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, including the holding of mass meetings, and the freedom of street processions and demonstrations. In other words, you are only free to speak your mind if it's in the interest of the state. And just in case you're too poor to spread communist propaganda, the government will literally provide you with the materials needed. Now, who does that sound like? Are conservatives trying to ban hate speech? Are conservatives shutting down liberal media outlets? Are conservative owners of social media networks throttling liberal Facebook pages like they do conservative pages? I don't think so. Article 129 is perhaps the most inventive and explicitly totalitarian cause, which communists use to spread the good book, Das Kapital, in order to inspire fear and terror in any man or woman who would even question the communist ideal. Article 129, the USSR affords the right of asylum to foreign citizens persecuted for defending the interests of the working people, or for their scientific activities, or for their struggle for national liberation. National liberation? The Palestinians think they need national liberation, right? The Islamic refugees, they think they need national liberation, right? Why do they need to do it here? Because we're rich. Because we did everything right. We are generally a capitalist people and we respect individual rights. Communism doesn't respect individual rights. That's why they need to bring the other folks around the world who don't respect individual rights. Because you know what? It's a beautiful country, but what really makes this country is the people that are in it. You bring a bunch of people who don't respect the West, it becomes another third world country. Article 131. This is sad. It is the duty of every citizen of the USSR to safeguard and strengthen public socialist property as the sacred and inviolable foundation of the Soviet system, as the source of wealth and might of the country, as the source of prosperous and cultured life of all working people. Not all people, just working people. You don't really have to rack your brain to see which side of the aisle would be more sympathetic to Russia and to communism. You really don't. I'll give you a hint. It's the people who get mad when you say that all lives matter instead of Black Lives Matter.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.